All right, this is Sarah with Eagle 93, here with Harris Wilson to tell us about Highway Patrol and what he does as a Highway Patrol trooper. Harris, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me, Sarah.
Can you tell us, why did you become a Highway Patrol trooper?
Well, probably like every young boy out there, when I grew up, I wanted to be a cop of some sort. And I applied with Montana Highway Patrol, got hired, and got on with them. And I figured, well, better time than any. So jumped on in, and I've always wanted to help people and give back to any community that I'm a part of. And I figured that this is a good way to do it, whether it be responding to crashes and helping people out there, or, you know, just slowing down the speeders that come passing through our town.
All right. When did you come to the Sydney area?
I came to Sydney when I finished the academy, and that would have been last September. I started officially working out here in December once I finished my field training.
Okay. What would you say is the most rewarding thing about your job?
I think seeing the impact that I have in the community, whether it be by noticing traffic trends of people slowing down in my heavily patrolled areas and just being able to help out the general public, whether that be changing a tire or providing emergency assistance or clearing the roadway of any kind of traffic hazards that might develop. Out here, we get a lot of trucks, so a lot of tire treads get thrown, and somebody's got to be there to drag them off the road and make sure it's clear for driving.
Yeah, and thank you for keeping us safe. How have you seen the community showing their support for you?
I mean, I can't count how many times a day people thank me for what I do, whether I be getting gas or stopping in to get a drink at the town pump or something. It's pretty much everywhere I am. I feel we have a lot of support out in eastern Montana, and I'm unbelievably appreciative of that. It means a lot to us when we're doing the job and just having people come up and tell us thank you.
And that is exactly why we're doing this Dragging Man event tonight, to show our thanks to you, law enforcement and first responders. Would you like to explain how you work in partnership with other first responder or law enforcement agencies?
Of course. Being with the Highway Patrol and being a state agency, we work together with pretty much every other agency in the area, whether it be Richland County Sheriff's, Roosevelt County Sheriff's, Dawson County Sheriff's. We pretty much are everywhere. Everyone kind of comes together when it comes to something like a crash. You know, being one of the only Highway Patrol troopers in the area, it's tough for us to be everywhere at once. So when we get crashes in opposite ends of the county, it's nice to have deputies go and secure the scene and hold it there for me to come and do my crash investigation. And, you know, obviously we have EMS come and take care of anyone who might be injured. So I get to work hand in hand with a lot of people in the county, and together I think we do a very good job of keeping it safe and protected.
Yeah, I'm glad you all can work together like that. Now, more on the theme of dragging Maine, do you have a favorite car?
Ooh, I do. It's tough to say. I've had a lot of cars in my life, and I've always been kind of a motorcycle guy, so I've been fancy to those. But I gotta say I admire the Charger I drive for work. It's got plenty of power, and it's pretty quick. It's definitely comfortable for sitting in for 10 hours a day, and it gets me where I need to be in a jiffy.
So, with the motorcycles, what's your favorite kind of motorcycle?
Currently, I'm riding a BMW 1200 GS adventure motorcycle, and I have to say those are probably my favorite. Being able to go on-road and off and kind of just scoot around and take camping trips is always a good time. I've never been too crazy with the really fast leader bikes or anything like that, so I'm more of a mosey around town kind of guy.
Fun. So, besides riding motorcycles and having fun with that, what else do you like to do outside of work?
Well, when I don't have the badge on, I usually try and get in some fishing. Always been partial to fly fishing, and lately down at Gartside, I've been able to get a couple smallmouth and have a good time down there. Other than that, off-roading over in North Dakota is always fun.
Yeah, it sure sounds like it. Well, is there anything else that you'd like to say to our community?
Well, everyone should definitely buckle up and wear their seatbelts when they're driving, and take care tonight, and make sure everyone gets home safe.
All right, thank you very much.